And with this week being National Volunteering Week, it's probably not a bad time to check in on the state of volunteering, which looks as though it's taken a little bit of a hit because of the thing, as we call it. Evelyn O'Loughlin is the CEO of Volunteering SA and the Northern Territory, and she joins us now. Evelyn, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
Where is volunteering in Australia at the moment? Because we know that quite a few people have stayed away from a few different organisations and pastimes as a result of what we've gone through over the last year or so.
Yeah, that's right. We had seen a gradual decline in volunteering numbers over the last few years before the pandemic. It was down around 7% across Australia and a little bit less in South Australia, which is great. But the trend for going down is a worry because for the 20 years prior, the numbers had been increasing. So at the height of the pandemic, there was an Australian National University research done, and they found that around 64-65% of volunteers were stood down or programs suspended in April, May last year. And unfortunately, not everyone has returned. Most of the programs are back up and running. But as you can imagine, if people were in those at-risk groups, they may be concerned about going back because every day changes, doesn't it? You know, are the borders closed? Is something happening? You know, can I go back? Will I be safe? And they're the sorts of questions that we are getting from both volunteers and organisations that utilise volunteers. And, you know, we're out there, you know, trying to say, please, you know, if you're thinking about volunteering, make a start. We can help you. Because it's just such an important part of our community.
Chatting this morning with Evelyn O'Loughlin, the CEO of Volunteering SA and the Northern Territory. And when you talk about volunteering, is there some way that we can put together some sort of a policy for volunteers, or is that really up to organisations themselves to make sure that those volunteers stay safe?
Yeah, Volunteering SA&T is a not-for-profit and a charity ourselves. And as a peak body, we're there to help. We want people to have the best volunteering programs they can have. So we can help with template policies and procedures and advice. But if an organisation has paid employees and volunteers working side by side, all of the same rules apply for the volunteers. And if employees are back in the workplace, volunteers can be too. And so really, you know, there shouldn't be any difference. And if it's a completely volunteer-run organisation, we're here to help them to find the right way forward. Because, you know, volunteering is safe, and we just have to take the right measures, you know, to be sure that if anything happens or people are concerned, that, you know, can be dealt with straight away.
And for those organisations out there that might be looking at bringing those volunteers back but might need a little bit of assistance, how can people get in touch?
Yeah, so we have a statewide reach, and we can people can look online for our website, volunteeringsa-nt.org.au, or can give us a call on our phone number 088-221-7177. We can work online, and we can also do some stuff face-to-face with them, depending on what organisations may want to do. We have a strong network that we support in regional and rural South Australia, including the Port Lincoln area. So we're there to help, and it would be really fantastic if people wanted to reach out and see what we could do to get people into volunteering if you haven't thought about it, or you've got some extra hours to give if you already volunteer, or if you're the coordinator or somebody that runs a volunteer program and you just can't get enough people, or you need a little bit of help with something, please reach out. We're there to help.
Evelyn O'Loughlin, the CEO of Volunteering SA and the Northern Territory, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.